evening, everyone. Brilliant. Wonderful, wonderful fellowship. So, yes, I'm here. Lawrence has had a great week. I'm back at work. He's bubbling over with excitement because he's here on his own now. And, you know, I returned to work on Monday. Just a nightmare. I don't know. The guy that stood in for me last week, I don't know what he'd done. But I've walked in to probably around 60 to 70 deliveries, remembering that I'm only supposed to do 25 a day. It's been a tough week. And it just really showed me, you know, that the heart of an unbeliever really has no care or compassion for anybody but themselves. This guy really, I don't even know what he was thinking. But come Thursday, when he realised that he'd only done like 21 a day, suddenly looked at this mound of deliveries and thought to himself, well, you know, if I'm allowed, I'll work a Friday. Well, there's no way my boss was going to allow him to work the Friday. He didn't get to work the Friday, so I returned to work on Monday to this just awful day. Anyway, I'm out doing my deliveries and I was troubled. I was really like quite peeved that this guy had got paid probably more than I had, because he worked 0 hours, so he can take as long as he wants and get paid for it. Straight away my peace was stolen. I had no means right there and then at that second to get that peace back. Straight away I take it to God. And, you know, when we really love God, the connection we have with him is that is our first port of call. Whether we're blessed, whether we're unblessed, whether we're, you know, happy, whether we're sad, the connection we have when we love God is that we'll take it. Just like Pedro was saying, you know, we take it to God and we give good, bad, whatever, we give to him. And as Pedro was explaining, you know, we don't give it half and then pull it back. We give it all to him. And I sat for about 3 or 4 minutes and I just really ranted to God about what I thought had gone on that week. And then I was blessed. Oh man, was I was so blessed. You know, that we say we trust God. We're believers. You know, we love God, we trust God. But then, on the other hand, at times when things don't go right, we start to compromise in our minds, you know, and we allow the world to influence our emotions and our thoughts. But as soon as we give it to God, and we know that we've given it and let it go, this tremendous peace comes upon us. You know, so when we stay connected, we have to stop all compromise. We can't allow the world to eat away at our time with God. We have to refuse and not allow those things to trouble us. You know, that time we have with God is precious. And so anything, whether it's our possessions, our careers, our jobs, I don't know, our families, our ungodly relationships, negative confessions, whether it's illness, COVID, whatever it is, we cannot allow that to compromise with our relationship, with our connection with our Heavenly Father. You know, he wants us to be blessed. He wants us to prosper and be in health. You know, the other thing is a healthy body and a sound mind over and precedes anything that the world has to offer. But if our mind's not sound and our body's not healthy, that means we're allowing the world to influence us. Now, when we're not well, we're all yucky, we don't want to do anything, you know, we feel very lethargic, we've got no energy, we just, you know, can't be bothered. God doesn't want that for us. He wants us to prosper and to be in health. When we're in health, you know, when that sun comes out, we feel vibrant. We're a totally different person compared to a day when it's rainy and it's dull and it's gloomy. So it's the same thing when it comes to the word. You know, when that relationship with God, that harmony, that's what it is, that alignment. The relationship with God, you know, knowing that you've got Christ in you, having that trust, having that love first for God and then for one another, you know, it's healthy. And God says that it's like a marrow to your bones. You know, you really, really are on fire. So how do we keep ourselves on fire? By staying connected. Staying connected first and foremost to God. Not allowing any influences from the world to come in and trouble us. You know, our minds can flit in and out at times. You know, we may listen to the TV, may have bad news on our phones or on the news, and sometimes without us knowing it troubles us in the back of our minds. That then hinders our body. You know, maybe we're so stressed that we get headaches, maybe we get, you know, tummy upsets, or, you know, our body doesn't function at the capacity that God wants it to, because we've allowed things in that don't belong. So when we look back at Jesus Christ and we see how Jesus Christ walked, you know, he had no compromise. First and foremost, him and God. And then he loved God, and then he loved the people. And you can see it throughout the whole of the Gospels, how Jesus Christ walked. You know, nothing fazed him. He didn't compromise with the people. He didn't compromise with the world. He took a stand and he did not budge from it. So I'm learning to get to that point where I don't want to compromise with the world. The world has nothing to offer me. You know, people say they love you, and then behind your back they'll stab you, or they'll climb over you to try and get higher. You know, so we stay connected with God. We build that relationship. We build that love and that trust. And we don't compromise with the world. Secondly, by staying connected, is that we pray. We pray fervently. You know, sometimes it's not even a prayer that I give to God. You know, I just talk to him. You know, we don't have to find a holy place. You know, I didn't have to wait for a church to open so that I could communicate with God. We can do it anywhere and everywhere. You know, sometimes it's nice to be in a beautiful location with the sun shining, you know, and the birds and the trees, and you can lift your day to God. But 9 times out of 10, mine happens when I'm driving to work in the van, nice and quiet, you know, waiting for the traffic, sat there praying to God, praying for my first and foremost, my health, my strength. Pray for Lawrence and our relationship. Pray for my kids, their partners, my grandchildren, my dogs, the believers, you know. And it takes a while. Well, I've got, 50 minutes, so I can carry on praying forever. And I bet when I stop at the traffic lights, there's people laughing at me as my lips are moving, and they're thinking, well, who's she chatting to? There's no one in the van with her, you know. But I don't care. But first and foremost, that prayer, oh, that lifts my day. You know, I remember Danny took me to work one day. He said, come on then, Mum. Brilliant, you know, having someone to pray with. Lawrence, sometimes he'll ring me and we'll pray together on the way to work. But, you know, loving God must supersede anything. So when you love him and you have that communication, that connection with him, then your faith, confidence and trust builds. You know, when we know that we can pray to God and he hears our prayer, and that there's nothing more on the face of the earth that he wants to do than to answer those prayers. You know, we can get all uptight, thinking, well, you know, I'm praying, but nothing's happening. You know, but God's timing is always perfect too. You know, there's many a times I've prayed for things and, yeah, maybe it doesn't happen straight away, but gradually you see that certain doors open, and or the prayer gets answered a couple of days later, or sometimes it is instant. And then the other thing is our connection with each other. You know, again, we love God, we love our neighbour. We connect to God, we connect to our neighbour, you know, believers. So connecting with one another, you know, the Lone Ranger, he was never alone. Don't forget, he had Tonto. That's my little joke, sorry if you don't appreciate it. But he wasn't, they called him the Lone Ranger, but he didn't walk alone, he had Tonto to back him up. You know, and Christ was never alone, because he had God. We are never alone, because we have God in Christ in us. See, even better than Tonto and the Lone Ranger, even better than just the relationship between Christ and God. We now have God in Christ in us. Wow. You know, take a moment to think about that. God in Christ in us. Where do we fear? Why do we fear? Greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. You know, COVID, cancer, illnesses, the world gave those things a name. And God says that all those names are beneath our feet. See, only the world causes the fears, the worries and the doubts. The world gives these illnesses names. But God says that he's greater than those names. And greater is he that's in you. So we have no fears. Also, there's a safety in a multitude of counsellors, right? We're here tonight. There's a multitude of counsellors, all right? If you have a fear, a worry, a doubt, there are many people on here that you can connect to and share. You don't have to be alone, guys, right? We don't suddenly say, well, you know, don't want to go out because, you know, of what's out there. But hey, it's not what's out there, it's what's in here that people should be worried about. Right? We're coming to get them. God said that we are to love him with all our heart, soul, mind and strength. And we are to love our neighbour as ourselves. And again, Lawrence shared last week, you know, how can you love someone else when you don't even love yourself? Just recognizing who you are in Christ and what God accomplished through you. He chose you before the foundations of the world. So all we have to do is stand up and be counted. You know, I always say, you know, when Christ comes back, is he going to, next please? No, we want to be countable for what we're doing. We want to be accountable. We want to stand up and say, here I am, Lord, send me. You know, I am here. I will move for you. I do trust you with all my heart, soul, mind and strength. I do want to do your works. Just lead me and guide me. Show me which way to go. Iron sharpeneth iron. See, that really blesses me. You know, when I'm maybe having a bit of a tough time, and I talk to Danny. Danny will say, hey, Mum, you really need to buck your ideas up. You need to keep moving. God's got a great job for you. You just have to keep moving, Mum. Then we have the gift ministers. Gift ministers are there in the church. And we are all gift ministers. We all got that ability to encourage one another. And don't say, oh, well, I'm not sure what my gift... Because you've got God in Christ in you, so you can minister to God's people. You just trust God to give you the words to speak. Why would we want to turn to the world in times of need? Why? Why would we even look at what's going on in the world right now? We want to know what God's doing, what God's going to work at, what God is putting in our hearts to do. You know, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, we all know it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, in everything you do, acknowledge him. Keep him first. Why? Acknowledge him? Why do we acknowledge him? Why do we even bother to talk to him if we're not trusting in him and loving him? Is it because we're fearful? Is it because we're just playing at being Christians? Is it to benefit just ourselves? No. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he, God, shall direct your path. See, when we trust God, we know he'll do that for us. We know that he'll direct us and he'll give us the words to speak. We just can't compromise with the world, guys. We gotta start bucking our ideas up, really encouraging one another, loving one another, supporting one another. Because God does it for you. And if he does it for you, he's gonna do it for others. But you know, we gotta get to a place where we rely on God for our answers, not the world. So I encourage you this week to have that strong connection with God, to keep loving him, trusting him, and not compromising with the world. Don't allow that world to chip away at the old man and make you doubt in any way, because you are sufficient as the day is long. God created you. You are wonderful. You are his. He handpicked you. He's given us eternal life, and we will spend an eternity with him when Christ comes back. So just remember, it's God in Christ in you against the world. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. So we can be powerful people when we have that connection with God and when we trust him wholeheartedly. So bless your hearts. Oh!